Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and today I've got Bob Beacham in the studio. Bob, you're from EMC. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
EMC is obviously known for storage solutions. Why don't you tell us what you do at EMC?
I look at advanced technology and try to look at what things we should be doing and which directions we should be heading in, primarily associated in the hardware part of our business. So our group develops the platforms that our software products implement and ship on.
Okay. If you think about advanced technology, obviously you must be thinking about cloud. And I know that EMC talks about a journey to a private cloud. Can you tell us what this is about and how you view the cloud emerging in data centers?
I think, the cloud is certainly great in terms of providing agility and flexibility for the IT infrastructure, being able to rapidly grow when they need to or expand and contract in order to optimize their costs. And part of that has to do with, making the storage for this compute that's expanding and contracting available to it and moving with it. So mobility in that sense is important.
I know that you guys have been working with us for years on storage solutions, and you've recently delivered some products to the marketplace based on our 5600 series of products. What are the new products that you just delivered?
We have a new file server that we've just announced that has some record-breaking performance associated with it, so we're quite proud of that.
And you recently brought your Symmetrix line to the Intel architecture platform as well. Was there a reason that you chose Intel architecture for Symmetrix?
Yes, the system-level support of the chipsets and industry-leading performance are certainly two of the main issues, right? And the advantages within EMC for that is the fact that we can leverage a set of platform designs across a very wide range of our products. So with Symmetrix product itself, that has sped up their product cycle time because there's less custom hardware to do. The leveraging of the hardware in order to get a more stable hardware platform for them to develop their product on is great. So less custom hardware on their part and just quicker time to market in total.
You work on emerging technologies. What's the length of time that EMC would work on something like that? And what goes into delivery of a product?
There's a wide range of things there. And that amount of time sort of depends upon how new a particular piece of technology might be. So, some things may take a 3 or 4 year time frame to bring the idea to the development teams and get everyone bought into it and get it into a roadmap and out. On the other hand, if it's a fairly incremental one where it's more of a replacement type technology, that can occur very rapidly and be in less than a year, 9 month type cycle perhaps.
How does EMC see Sandy Bridge in terms of the capabilities that it's delivering for the storage market? Are you working with Intel on designs in that space as well?
Yes, definitely. The integration there is a great step forward and helps us reduce total cost of the system, gives us more performance and higher density of our packaging, and so all good things.
And when you think about security in the cloud, from a storage perspective, how would you view storage security versus, from our audience, we might think of server security. What is the difference between those and how do they work together to form an umbrella security for the data center?
They certainly go hand in hand, that you need to understand the identity of the server and its connection to the storage in order to make sure that the two have access to the right things. And so a whole ecosystem of security that needs to go on there.
Do you think that most of your customers are encrypting their data within their storage environments today?
No, they are not.
Okay. Do you think that is that the direction that customers are heading, though?
I think that is an important direction. And I think that is one of the things that will happen more, particularly as things journey towards the cloud, that being able to encrypt stuff so that you don't have to worry as much about exactly where it is because you have the key to it and it's safe.
What is the next big challenge for you guys in terms of your storage solutions?
Certainly one of the things that's impacting storage a lot is the advent of flash storage, and EMC has been a leader in that area and continue to evolve that and use that in more innovative ways.
If people want to find out more about your products, where would they go?
Going to EMC.com would be a good place.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for coming on the program. It's always interesting to talk to someone who's looking out at the future of technology, and obviously you are doing that for EMC. Hope to have you back sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.